Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I hope you're having a wonderful week. Last week, we talked about why we worship. And today, we're talking about the grace between us. Here's a question for you. Could it be that the conflicts you face, those difficult discussions, those opposing beliefs are in fact instruments that God uses to mold us? No matter if it's your small group, your church, your family, or your neighborhood, our communities can bring us immense happiness and, let's face it, our greatest challenges. We arrive hoping for harmony, yet sooner or later, we face disruption, whether through clashing perspectives, tangled words, or genuine tensions in values of temperament. The often unspoken belief is that an ideal community should function without a glitch. If there is any kind of conflict, it seems we must be at fault. Have you retreated, disengaged, or attempted to make the other person adopt your perspective? We yearn for comfort and harmony. However, when we examine the biblical understanding of community, it becomes clear that friction is essential in its structure. It's a natural outcome of uniting diverse, passionate, and flawed individuals under one roof, all guided by a single spirit. For instance, consider Romans 12, 4 through 5, which states, "For as in one body, we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function. So we, through many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another." Paul's metaphor is straightforward, yet meaningful. The church functions as a body, but what does that mean? It's not merely a uniform mass of cells. It's a complex entity consisting of hands, feet, eyes, and ears. The body fundamentally thrives on diversity. The hand cannot fulfill the role of the foot, just as the eye cannot perform the function of hearing. Now take this, if the eye were to criticize the foot by saying, "You're incorrect, you should see things my way," well, the body would become immobilized by conflict, right? Yet the eye and the foot rely on each other for overall function. Recognizing the importance of diversity is just the beginning. The next step involves learning how to manage those differences without fracturing the body. This is where Ephesians 4, 2 through 3 provides guidance. It says, "With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." Paul does not instruct us to wait for a complete agreement among everyone. Instead, he emphasizes the importance of striving to preserve unity. This unity comes from the Spirit. It's not something we manufacture, but rather something that Christ has already established. Our responsibility is to nurture, safeguard, and weave it together with peace. The tools provided for this task include humility, gentleness, patience, and loving consideration for one another. These practices are what strengthen us through stretching. By exhibiting humility and gentleness in situations of conflict, we are not merely being polite. We are cultivating Christ-like attributes and reinforcing the peace that unites the community as a whole. So, how can we engage in this sacred stretching instead of allowing friction to drain us. Here are three strategies to reinterpret your next moment of tension. One, assume positive intent. When someone says or does something that annoys you, your immediate reaction might be, they are being unreasonable, or they just don't understand. Well, take a moment to reevaluate. Think instead, they are responding based on a different set of experiences or differing beliefs about what's best. They are a part of the body working towards the well-being of all, just like you, even if their approach seems unfamiliar to you. Recognizing good intentions is the initial sign of humility. Now, two, concentrate on the objective, not the individual. Disagreements often escalate into personal clashes. Keep your focus on the shared goal. If you're debating how to organize a community event, remind yourself, our mutual aim is to serve the community. If the discussion revolves around theology, remind yourself, our collective purpose is to honor God and seek the truth. When the overarching goal takes precedence over the individual differences, the tension can be redirected toward positive development. Lastly, choose to support, not to shatter. This challenge is the toughest one. During moments of maximum stress, when the urge to either walk away or react harshly feels overwhelming, keep in mind Ephesians 4:2, which encourages us to support each other with love. Making the choice to bear signifies that you prioritize the well-being of the community, the unity of the Spirit above your personal comfort or the desire to win a disagreement. You opt to remain present and partake in the important process of growth. This is what fortifies not just you, but the entire group. It transforms possible breaks into real development. Fellowship is not without its challenges. It never has been and it never will be. It compromises various distinct individuals, which is a positive aspect. The tension we experience represents the vital growth required to connect these unique individuals. It's a gift that compels us to embody Christ's qualities, which are humility, gentleness, and patience. So this week, I encourage you to identify one source of tension within a community you are a part of. Rather than evading it or seeking to change the other person, consider addressing it using one of the sources from Ephesians 4. Embrace humility. Respond gently, be patient, and support each other in love. View the friction as a sign of transformation towards a more Christ-like you and a stronger community. The grace we share is not only for our personal benefit, it creates the unity that reinforces the entirety. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we acknowledge that we frequently favor comfort over growth and harmony over the labor of humility. When faced with conflict and differing opinions, our natural inclination is often to retreat, defend ourselves, or pass judgment. Let us perceive this friction as an opportunity for sacred growth. Help us recognize the essential distinctions in your body, as Paul explained in Romans 12. May we appreciate the foot just as much as the hand, even its journey separates from our own. Provide us with the patience needed to support each other, along with the profound, enduring love that enables us to prefer unity over being right. Enhance the bond of peace in all our connections with our households, churches, and neighborhoods. May your grace fill the gaps between us, changing potential fractures into lasting strength. We surrender the workings of our relationships to you, assured that you can perfect your strength in our weakness. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for joining me at Scripture Seekers Ministry. I look forward to next week as we continue this journey on One Heart, Many Hands. And until then, God bless and take care, my friends.